Hi, everybody. My name is Raleigh, and I'm so excited to guide you through this next hour of Inferno Hot Pilates. Go ahead and find yourself comfortable on your mat. Make sure you're in a nice space with lots of room. Allow yourself to relax fully, toes fall open, palms face the ceiling. Maybe you let your eyes close down. Let's take a few deep breaths all together. Inhale through the nose. And slowly exhale out through the mouth. Another inhale through the nose. Let yourself breathe in this present moment. Notice how it feels to be in your body. And exhale, let it all go. One more deep breath in, just like that. Fill your lungs all the way in from the bottom to the top. And exhale, as you exhale, wiggle your fingers and toes, blink your eyes open, welcome back. Let's get started warming up the spine. Go ahead and bend your knees, place your ankles underneath your knees, feet are hips width distance apart, hands and shoulder blades are actively pressing into the mat. Take an inhale, and as you exhale, slowly tuck, curl, and lift your hips up off the mat like you're peeling a sticker off a piece of paper. Take an inhale at the top. And as you exhale, slowly roll back down one vertebra at a time, tucking your pelvis so the tailbone touches very last. We'll do that again. Deep breath in. Exhale, tuck, curl, and lift super slowly. Tune in with each vertebra as it picks up off the mat. With your hip bones pressing towards the ceiling, you can still see your knees over your hips. Tailbone points to the backs of the knees, belly button draws away from the ceiling, glutes are squeezed tight, and your entire shoulder blades are still pressing into the mat. Notice how amazing you feel by now. You are listening to your body, and your body's listening to you. Envision your goals clearly, see and feel yourself achieving those goals. Take a big breath in, and exhale, slowly roll it all the way back down, one vertebra at a time. Let's establish our neutral spine by rolling the marble. So make a diamond shape with the thumb and index fingers. Place it on the pelvis. Imagine there's a marble right in your belly button, right in the center of that diamond. Take an inhale. And as you inhale, roll the marble down towards the fingertips, creating a huge space between your low back and the mat. Let out your exhale, big tuck, rolling the marble down towards the thumbs, placing your low back on the mat, curling your tailbone up towards the ceiling. We'll do that again. Big inhale, big arch. Open up the front side of the body. And big exhale, big tuck. Eliminate that space completely. Draw the belly button towards the spine. Pull the hip bones up towards the ribcage. This is our C-shaped spine. This is where we'll be in our abdominal work today. When you relax and release, the marble rolls back into the belly button. Hips and ribs fall into one line. There's a teeny tiny gap underneath your low back, just enough for your fingertips, not your entire hands. Feel the tension in your core and your glutes already. We'll get started with our three rounds of hip bridges. Today we've got hip width where you are right now. From there we'll go into our pigeon-toed and then butterfly. The first two are a lift hover, calf raises and pulses. Last one, it's a lift hover, our knees pulse, then hips at the top. Let's get started with the music. All right, I'm gonna count you to the beat of the music. We'll move all together. Ground into your heels, ground into your palms. It's a lift hover. In 3, 2, 1. Lift, hover, lift, hover. Really squeeze tight, lower, squeeze and lower. Lift, hover, lift, hover. Shoulders heavy, neck is long. Deep breaths. Lift and hover, lift, hover. Here for 8, 7, 6, in 5, those hips stay up high. 3, 2, and 1, hips high, heels up and down, heels up and down, good. Hips stay high, hips stay super stable. Up and down, heels up and down. 8 more. 5, 4, keep the heels up. In 3, 2, 1, heels high, hips pulse up press those hips up high. Keep your entire shoulder blades down on the floor. Maybe you match that breath with your movement. Inhale, two, three, four. Slow the exhale, two, three, four. Strong movements, you've got this. Final 20 coming up, dig deep. Here's 20, 19, 18. You got this. Stay high up on those tippy toes. Final 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Squeeze tighter, lift higher. Last 4, 3, 2, and 1. Roll it down. Hug your knees to your chest. Take a deep breath. Roll out the ankles. Shake it out. All right, let's bring those ankles right back underneath the knees. Turn your big toes in to touch. Heels stay apart. Knees pressed together. Inner thighs are zip tight. Same three moves. In three, two, one. It's lift, hover, lift, hover, lift, hover, lift, hover. Keep this pace. Keep this tempo. You've got it. Lift, hover. The hips might not get as high, and that's totally okay. We want to focus on those inner thighs squeezing tight. Final 8 right here. 6, hover, 5, hover, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Keep those hips up high. Pick the heels up and down. Heels up and down. Up and down. Make sure those knees are squeezed tight. Heels up and down. Up and down. Good. Up and down. You've got it. Up and down. Breathe with it. Squeeze the knees. Final 8. 6. 5. Heels stay up in 4. 2 and 1. Heels stay up high. Squeeze those knees tight. Pulse those hips up, 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 up. Continue to hug your belly button away from the ceiling. Press with your strong glutes. We're getting warmed up, head to toe. Let the whole body work together. Find that edge of your comfort zone. Push through. Final 20 coming up. Hold strong. Here's 20. Count it down. Breathe with it. Last 10, 9, 8. Squeeze those knees a little tighter here for 5, 4. Lift higher. 3, 2. And 1, roll it down, hug those knees into your chest, shake it out. We've got one more round. Let's bring the bottom four corners of the feet together for our butterflies. Edges of the feet press into the floor. Your knees are open about 45 degrees out from the hips. Feel the squeeze in the inner thighs already. Here we go, lift, hover. In 3, 2, and 1, it's lift, hover, lift. Hover, lift, hover, lift, and hover. Lift, hover, lift, hover. Looking good, feeling strong, stay with it. Final 8. 6, 5, 4. Those hips stay up in 3, 2, 1. Hips high, knees squeeze in and out. Squeeze and out. It's a tiny range of motion, little squeeze and release. Find that strong inner thigh engagement. Same pace, release, squeeze, release, squeeze. Here for 8, 7,
In six, those knees squeeze, we pulse the hips. Final four, three, two, one. Knee squeeze, hips pulse, pulse, pulse. Deep breath, strong movement. Lead with your hips, draw your core in. If you haven't already set a goal for your class, set an intention. What are you gonna do in these next 60 minutes to make you proud? What are you gonna do to take care of yourself? Final 20 coming up, stay with it. Here's 20. Final 15, you got it. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Squeeze tighter, lift higher here for 4, 3, 2, and 1. Let it go. Roll down, hug those knees in. Awesome work, y'all. We are warmed up and ready for class. We're gonna get started with our Tabata style training. It is 20 seconds of work, 10 seconds of rest. We'll get started with 8 rounds in mirror crunches. So bring your hands behind the head, elbows wide. Pick your head, neck, and shoulders up off the mat. And let's bring those legs into a tabletop. Knees are over hips, shin bones parallel to the floor. Glue your heels together and open the knees out to the side so you have a nice diamond shape from your heels to your knees to your hips. When you exhale, we bring the upper body to meet the lower body. And as you inhale, legs extend, shoulder blades stay up off the mat. Beautiful. Let's get started. We've got 20 seconds of work. Set. Go. Gorgeous. We're going to keep that low back glued to the mat. We're going to keep those heels glued together. Elbows come to tap the knees as you exhale. Inhale, those legs reach out long. Change. Take your 10 seconds, rest, recover. Make sure you're matching breath with movement. Here we go, round two. Set, go. Heels together, knees apart. Exhale, crunch up. Inhale, extend. Make sure that low back is glued to the mat the entire time. If you feel a space between your back and the mat, pick those legs up a little bit higher. Change. At any point that you need to take it down a notch, we're gonna keep those feet flat on the floor and isolate that upper body in a crunch. Set, go. We're getting deep into that center core. We are working the rectus and transverse abdominals right here. And I promise that when you use that strong exhale, it is making a difference in your core engagement. Change. Let's take out any stress in the neck or shoulders. Your chin is tucked slightly towards your chest like you could hold a golf ball right there. Set, go. Keep those elbows super wide. They're outside of your peripheral vision. And those hips stay glued onto the mat. Y'all look great. Stick with it. Hold on. Change. Now this is halfway. We've got 4 down, 4 more coming up. Big breath in. Get set. Go. Gorgeous work. As we get started, I really want you to zero in on the control with your movements. You are telling your body what to do. You are telling what muscles to engage. Change. Let your body fully recover. Get set. Go. This Tabata style training, it's so simple, it is so effective. We're working to the point of muscle failure, so when you rest and recover, you get even stronger. You've got this, hang on to it. Change. This is where you get stronger mentally and physically. It's round 7. 10. Make it your best round 7. Set and go. Let's come back to those heels. Heels squeeze tight. Low belly hugs in. Low back on the mat. You've got this. I know you're breathing. Exhale, crunch. Inhale, extend. Here we go. Last 3, 2, 1. Change. Round 8 right here. Let's finish strong. Let's finish active all together. Big breath in. Get set. Go. See if you can pick those shoulder blades even higher up off the mat. Can you get your legs a little bit straighter, a little bit stronger? Hang on to it. Gorgeous. You've got this. Press that low back down. Squeeze tight in your core for 3. Last 2. You got it. Final 1. Take a stretch. Awesome work. Deep breath in and let it go. We'll move into our planks and prone series from here. We've got 5.5 minutes total body workout. Find yourself on your side and let's take our first side plank. We're gonna set up on that right forearm. Make sure the right elbow is right underneath your right shoulder. Your left foot steps in front of the right heel toe like you're walking a tightrope. We press down into the floor to pick the hips up. We've got 2 hips, 1 stacked on top of the other, 2 shoulders, 1 stacked on top of the other. Your left arm is reaching towards the ceiling. Let's take a static hold. Here we go, set, go. Now, whenever you need to, you come down to those knees for a lighter option. You are welcome to step that left foot in front of your right thigh for a little bit of extra assistance. If you're looking to take it up a notch, you either float your left leg up or you place your left foot on the right inner thigh in a tree pose. You are welcome to take a side plank with a straight arm if you do find a micro bend in the elbow to make sure we're not locking out those joints. Whatever side plank you're in, I want you zeroing in on the muscles around that right side rib cage. Squeeze in your glutes, squeeze in your inner thighs, and really make it your best side plank. We are way over halfway. Final 10 seconds. If you want to test that balance, you look up towards the ceiling. You look past that left arm. Squeeze in your glutes. Pick those hips up. Hug your core in. Last 3, 2, and 1. Change. Bring yourself down. Let's lie on your belly for our first prone. We've got a swimmer right here. I want control over speed. Legs are straight and strong. Arms reach out in front of you. Biceps by the ears. When I say go, we'll pick up the left leg and right arm, then right arm and left leg. Set, go. 30 seconds in the swimmer. Good. Opposite arm, opposite leg picks up. We're working the brain. We're working deep across the body. You've got this right here. Take time. See if you can get those thighs up off the mat. Can you pick your chest up a little bit higher? Try to grow 1 inch longer from fingertips to toes. You've got this. Change. Take a push-up and come onto those forearms. We've got a static forearm plank for 1 minute. We'll set up with the elbows right underneath the shoulders. High up on your tippy toes. If you need a lighter option, you stay on your knees. Set. Go. Come up high on those tippy toes. Press the heels over the balls of the feet. Now press the floor away with your strong forearms. Come out of the shoulders. Remember when we rolled that marble, we're gonna find that neutral spine again. So you have a long low back, your tailbone points to the heels. Hip bones come slightly towards the rib cage. Draw your belly button away from the floor. Find a little bit of tension in the glutes, a little bit of tension in the quads. Stay on your toes as long as you can, as best as you can, and let's keep that breathing steady. Way over halfway, you've got this right here. Hug your center core in, knit the ribs together. Final 10. 5, 4, exhale for 3, 2, 1. Let it go. Awesome work, y'all. Let's go into a second swimmer. Reach those arms long. Remember, right leg, left arm, and we switch. Set, go. Right leg, left arm, loop picks up. And alternate side to side. Gorgeous work, you guys. Straight, strong limbs right here. Make sure you're breathing, no strain in the neck. Eyes are gonna look towards the edge of your mat. Can you grow a little bit longer from fingertips to toes? Change. Take a deep breath, give yourself a push-up. We've got a second and final forearm plank. Come up to your tippy toes, maybe onto your knees. Set, go. Now let's find that neutral spine and let's pick it up where you left off. Having the feet about hips width distance apart, it's gonna give you more stability in the hips. It might feel a little bit lighter. Keeping the legs zipped together might be an added challenge because it's testing that balance a little bit more. If you're on those knees, keep the body weight forward. Push the hips forward, draw the core in. Gorgeous job, you guys. We want a straight long line from the top of your head to your heels. Way to stay strong. Your whole body's working together. Let it feel really, really good. Final 10, you got it. Make sure you're breathing slow. The exhales. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Let it go. Deep breath. Let's head into that very last swimmer. See if you can lift up a little bit higher. Set. Go. 30 seconds. Alternating opposite arm and opposite leg. You've got this right here. We are working the whole backside of the body. It is so simple. It is so, so effective. Can you grow a little bit longer and pick up just a centimeter higher? Final 5. You've got this. 3, 2, and 1. Let it go. Roll over to your second side. We'll set up with that left forearm down. Right foot in front of the left, stacked heel toe. If you modified on the first side, see what you need on the second side and take that. Set, go. So we've got strong feet right here. Those feet are flexed, drawing up on the kneecap, squeezing in the inner thighs and squeezing in the glutes. It's all gonna help you feel lighter. If you feel your low back in these planks, we're gonna make sure you're tucking that tailbone in, hips to ribs, low belly draws in strong. Think about a long, long spine, energy coming out of the crown of the head, energy shooting through the right fingertips up to the ceiling. We are way over halfway, you look great. Trust yourself right here. Final 15, maybe you test that balance by looking beyond the right fingertips. Maybe you pick up a leg. Final 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Change. Awesome work, you guys. Let's roll back onto your back. We've got a final 8 rounds in our abs. Today we're finishing off the core with 8 rounds of butterflies. We're using that C-shaped spine we established in the beginning of class. So your low back is pressing down. Hug your knees towards your chest and reach your fingertips towards your ankles. So we've got those shoulder blades up off the mat and the knees hugged towards the chest. Inhale, reach the legs out straight, arms open up to either sides of the room. Exhale, hug the knees in towards your chest. Now you're welcome to keep that low back on the mat and take your butterflies on the floor. If you're looking to take it up a notch, those legs extend straight, arms reach to either sides of the room, and we roll all the way up into a seated boat pose with your tailbone on the floor, your upper body lifted. At any point that you need to take it down a notch, you plant one foot and you take it one leg at a time. Here we go. Let's hug those knees in towards your chest. Reach for your ankles. 20 seconds of work, 10 seconds of rest. Set and go. Gorgeous. As we inhale, legs reach long, arms go to either sides of the room. As you exhale, knees to chest, shoulder blades come up even higher off the mat. If you're going into that full seated boat pose, you articulate one spine up off the mat, all the way to a seated position. If you're keeping the low back down, it is glued to the floor. Change. As always, control first, speed second. Set, go. Awesome work, you guys. Let's let that whole core work together. Change. We're working the front side of the body, picking the head, neck, and shoulders up off the mat. We're using those low abs to move the legs. Set, go. We're working the side bodies with the arm movement. Let the side bodies, your strong obliques, move those arms as they sweep in, reaching towards the ankles. Change. Our goal in those 20 seconds is to stay active. It's gonna look different for each one of you. Set, go. Stay active, stay strong, you've got this. Make sure you're using that powerful exhale. Change. Take your rest, this is halfway. Big breath in, set, and go. Whatever's coming up for you, let's commit to finishing this exercise strong. Maybe you take the option that challenges you. Commit to show up for yourself right here. You've got this. Change. Alrighty, you guys, final three in our center core. Take a big breath in, set a goal. Set, go. When those muscles start to fatigue, they're gonna wanna hand off the work elsewhere. So let's really come back to that good C-shaped spine, to your low belly hugging in, and your arms staying strong. Change. Final two, this is round seven. Let's make it your very best round seven. Here we go, set, go. Can you get a little bit straighter and stronger out through those legs? Can you hug your core in just a little bit tighter? I know you've got this. Change. This last one, it puts us halfway in class. Let's reset the tone. Let's commit to yourself one more time. Set, go. Commit to your good form. Commit to your strong movement. Commit to your good breath. You are so, so capable. Let's do it. Final five. Go with what challenges you for 3, 2, 1. Change. Let it go. Take a full body stretch. Take a deep breath. Awesome work, you guys. Take what you need. We'll roll up, sit up, stand up, and head into our lower body from here. Today we're keeping it simple. We've got lunge pulses, 8 rounds total, 4 on each side. So let's set up with those feet hips width distance apart. Your right foot stays forward, your left foot steps back behind you, and you're gonna find 2 90 degree bends in your knees. That left heel is super high up off the floor. From the side, your shoulders are over your hips, over your left knee. We'll find this low lunge and pulse it from there. At any point that you need to take it full range, you take it full range. If lunging is not in your mobility today, you'll stand with those feet hips width distance apart. sit back into a chair squat and pulse it there. If you can stay in those lunges, we've got that left foot forward, right foot back to start. Here we go. Set. Go. Sit down into that low lunge. We sit down an inch lower and pulse it up an inch. Now remember, it's all about that control. So we're hugging in the core. You are so aware of that inch of movement you're covering. Nice work, y'all. Can you press a little bit heavier into your front heel? Change. Slowly stand tall. We've still got that neutral spine. Shoulders over hips. Tailbone points to the floor. Set. Go. We're gonna press that back heel forward, staying super, super high up on those tippy toes, moving up and down like an elevator. Can you go a little bit lower? Change. We've got two more on this side. We're staying with that left foot forward, right foot back. Set. Go. We want to fully cook this one side before we flip it over. Can you go a little bit lower? You've got this. Come up higher on those back toes. Hug your core in. Relax the shoulders. Change. Last one on this side. We're staying in a pain-free, strong range of motion. Set. Go. Deep breath, strong movements right here. You got it. Hang on to it. Final three. Go lower. Two, one. Change. Shake out those legs. Let's flip it over. Second side. Right foot forward. Left foot steps back. Set. Go. Sit low. Shoulders over hips. That back knee is just hovering up off the floor. Moving up and down an inch. Press more in your front heel. Higher on your back toes. You've got this. Three, two, one, change. Notice how the second side feels fresh. Let's finish strong. Set, go. Find a lifted and light sensation around your ribs from the deep engagement in your core. Make sure you're breathing with it. Change. Final two rounds. Set your goal. Hold yourself to it. Here we go. Set. Go. Let's commit to strong form. Let's commit to good breathing. Let's commit to strong core engagement. Think about zipping those inner thighs together. Can you go a little bit lower? Change. We are working those inner thighs. We're working in those hamstrings and quads. Dig deep. Final one. Set. Go. Let it feel really good to be in your body. You are getting stronger. You are taking care of yourself physically and mentally. Can you sit a little bit lower? Make sure you exhale. Stay with it. You've got this. Change. Shake out those legs. Give yourself exactly what you need. Everything to this point in class has been working the muscles to the point of muscle failure. That's why we do it 8 times, so we can bring our muscles to the point of muscle fatigue. Now it's our goal to get your heart rate up with our first 8 rounds of cardio. Today we've got wide leg half burpees. We're keeping it simple. You have so many options. Stand at the top of your mat and towel. Feet are mat width distance apart. Arms reach up high towards the ceiling. You'll squat low. Fingertips hit the floor, hands palms flat. Hop back into a high plank. Hop back into a low squat and reach up high for the ceiling. Maybe you reach high, squat low. Step your feet back into a high plank. Step back in and then reach high. Maybe you squat low, tap the floor and then reach up high. At any point that you need to march in place, you march in place. We keep it low impact but high intensity. Give yourself what you need. Here we go. Set. Go. Reach up high. Squat low. High plank. All the way back up. We are using that squat to bring you down and up. We're going to avoid rounding through the spine. Hug your center core in. Add that speed once you've got the movement in your body. Change. Feel where your energy's at. Decide what your goals are gonna be this first cardio block. You've got it. Reach up high. Set. Go. Here we go, you guys. We are not gonna compensate form for speed. Dig deep. Hang on to your core. Use that squat to bring you low. Reach way up high after each one.
Got me feeling brand new, like
change.
Got me feeling nostalgic.
That's two down. You've got it in your body. If you're ready to pick up the pace, let's do it. Set. Go. Notice how it feels to be in your body. Let that blood start flowing. Feel that heart rate pick up. Dig deep right here. I know you've got this. Keep that breath steady. Change. If you're trying to keep that heart rate up, you'll keep your arms reaching up towards the ceiling. Set. Go.
I'm like a caterpillar turning to a butterfly. The grass is always greener on the other
Let
side.
It feel good to be in your body. Let it feel good to do this movement. You are challenging yourself. Dig deep right here. I know you're giving it your all. Way to go for it. Change. Whichever variation you're in, I want you to feel really proud of it. Set. Go. Hold yourself to it. Dig deep right here. Maybe you pick up that pace. Maybe you go with what challenges you. Change. Establish your positive self-talk right here. We've got three rounds. You are more than capable. Set. Go. This is where the magic happens. When that heart rate's picked up. When those muscles are fatigued. When we're challenged and pushed to the edge of the comfort zone, this is where you show up for yourself. Keep committing. Here we go. It's 5 seconds. You've got this. Change. Awesome work. Tell yourself exactly what you need to hear. Let's go into round 7 strong. Big breath in. Reach up high. Set. Go. Goal in your mind's eye. You've got this. Bring yourself there. Let it be uncomfortable. Show up for yourself. You can do it. Final 3, 2, 1. Change. All right, you guys. I know you're giving it your all. We've got one more 20-second push. Hang on to it. Tell yourself your goal. Reach up high. Set. Go. Use that squat to bring you low. Use your core to protect the low back. I know you've got this. Kick it out. Final push. Deep breath. Strong movements. It's 3. It's 2. You've got it. Last one. Change. Come down onto your mat. Awesome work, you guys. Wipe the sweat. Get a sip of water. Whatever you need. We're going to go into upper body from here. Today we've got a forearm plank to a forearm down dog. So let's go ahead and meet in a forearm plank. Those elbows are right underneath the shoulders. Your forearms are down on the mat. Tuck your toes. Find a strong plank position. Let's pick those hips up high, sending the shoulders back behind the elbows. If you need to adjust your stance, that's okay. Then we'll send those hips forward, shoulders back over the elbows. Good. If you need to take this on your knees, you'll keep those knees low the entire time. Kneeling forearm plank to a kneeling down dog. Wherever you're at, that core is plugged in. We're working the shoulders and the back. Here we go. Find your forearm plank on your toes or knees. set, go. Pick those hips up, pike them up high to a down dog, and shift the weight forward into a forearm plank. If when you shift the weight forward, those shoulders come more towards your wrist, that's okay. It's gonna get deeper into your shoulders. It's making a bigger range of motion. Change. Our upper body is sandwiched between two rounds of cardio to bring your heart rate down. Set, go. We're gonna inhale high plank, exhale down dog. Right here, I want you thinking about your shoulders and your low belly right in between your hip points as your engine. Set, go. So when those hips come up and back, that low belly hugs in. As you come forward, those shoulders are strong and then they help push you back. You are so capable. You are so strong enough. End of class is in sight. Change. When we get into upper body, you know that you are strong enough to finish this class. Here we go, y'all, get set, go. Exhale, hips up, inhale, hips down. Change. In these 8 rounds, you will get enough reps in. Let's come back to the breath. Let's come back to your strength. Final 4, set, go. Awesome work, you guys. I know you're working hard. I can feel it. You've got this. Change. Now it's you and you right here. Hold yourself to it. Set your goals. Bring yourself there once again. Set, go. Let it feel really good to be in your body. You are at the edge of that comfort zone. You are getting stronger mentally and physically. Change. Final 2, let's do it. Big inhale, give yourself a smile. Set, go. Be your cheerleader, be your best friend. I know you can do this. Hold yourself to your goal, whatever it be. Hang on, this is round 7, you can do it. 5 seconds. Change. Big breath in. Let it go. Let's finish. Round 8. Here we go. Set. Go. I know you've been working hard this whole class. I know you keep committing. So let's stay with it. Let's finish this upper body. Here we go. Final push. Stay strong for 3, 2, 1. Change, let it go. Shake those arms out, roll out the shoulders, whatever you need. We have a final 8 round push of class. Our last push of cardio. We're keeping it simple with 8 rounds of mountain climbers. You'll find that high plank setup. Hug your right knee towards your chest and then the left. You can run it, you can walk it. You can hold a high plank, tapping your knees onto the mat. If you need to get off the upper body, you come to standing, reach for the ceiling, drive one knee towards the chest and then the other. Here we go. Wherever you start, let's meet in that high plank. Maybe you're standing. Big breath in, set your goal. Set, go. This is it, you guys. Don't think about it, just be about it. Hang on to this moment. 8 rounds, you've got this. Wherever you are, I want you to feel proud of that option. We're in round 1. You can do it. You can do anything. 3, 2, 1, change. Alrighty, we're in it. The only way out is through. You got this. Take a big breath. Get set. Go. It's a tiny bit of your day. Let each round be unique. You can do this. You've got it. Hug one knee to the chest and then the other. Mountain climbers, go, go, go. Pressing the floor away and picking the chest up out of the shoulders. Set, go. We want to stay light in those wrists. Maybe you come up onto your fists and work the forearm strength. No crunching, no pain. We are light and lifted. You are so strong. Change. Now, like I said earlier, we incorporate this cardio to get your heart rate up. Listen to your body today. Set, go. What you do in your mountain climbers right here might be different than what you did last week. It might look different than the person next to you. It might look different than what you could do next week. Whatever's coming up for you, let's give it your all. Change. That is four down. You know exactly what it takes to finish these final four. Shake out the wrists. Here we go. Set. Go. Final four rounds of class. You made it this far. Hold nothing back. Lift out of the wrist. Stay light on your toes. Kick it out. You can do it. Yes, you can. You've got this. Hang on to it. Change. This is where the magic happens. It is our final three rounds of class. Let's stay strong. Tell yourself what you need to hear. Set, go. I am so impressed with your hard work. You showed up, you pressed play, and you're committing over and over again. Let it feel really good to be in your body. Final five. Yes, you can. Change. Do this last two. Last two. You can do it. Big breath in. Set. Go. Have a goal. Maybe it's a number. Maybe it's to move with your breath. Maybe it's to do one more than you did last time. Whatever that goal be, bring yourself there. You've got this. Change. Alrighty, you guys. Give yourself a smile. Take a good deep breath. Remind yourself why you showed up. It's round eight, our last push. Set, go. You've got this right here. 20 seconds. You can do anything for 10 seconds. Way to stay strong, way to commit. Get right back into it, kick it out. Final five, you've got it. Final four, dig deep. 3, 2, 1, change. Pick your chest up, shake your arms out. Give yourself a pat on the back. You made it. You did it. Let's finish with a bit of active recovery. We're going to keep it quick. We'll set up on your all fours. Wrists are right underneath the shoulders, knees underneath the hips. If you need to come down to those forearms, you come down to your forearms. We're going to keep a 90-degree bend in the right knee. Stomp your right foot on the ceiling for a knee bent donkey kick. Full range, 30 seconds. We'll pulse it out for 30. Final 30 is a hamstring curl. I'll walk you through the whole thing. Get set on your all fours and go. 90 degree bend in the right knee, strong flexion in the right foot. Stomp your right foot on the ceiling and then bring the knees back together. Press up and slowly lower. Now I want you to make sure that standing knee is not in the center. It's right behind the correlating wrist. Five, that foot stays up high. 3, 2, 1, keep that foot up high, little pulses. Stomp the ceiling up, up, up. Ground into your core, hug your belly in, press into your right hand. In 10 seconds, we'll keep pressing into your right palm. Keep drawing your belly button in. Neck is long, let the sweat drip, let it feel good. Final 10, then we'll flip it right over onto the left side. Last 3, 2, and 1. Sit in a child's pose if you need it. Let's flex that left foot. Set. Go. 90 degree bend in the left knee. Stomp your foot up on the ceiling and slowly bring the knees back together. Press more into the left hand. We always finish with active recovery to ease the heart rate down and to take care of those muscles that often get overlooked, like all of the stabilizing muscles in our glutes, in our hamstrings, and in our core. Keep that foot up high. We pulse it in 3, 2, and 1. Foot on the ceiling, pump it higher. Maintain your breath, give yourself a smile. You should be so proud of yourself. We've got that hamstring curl in 4, 3, 2, and 1. Keep that leg up high, extend the leg all the way. Bend the knee, heel to hip. See if you can keep your quad parallel to the floor the entire time. I want you to imagine you're pulling something heavy with that heel. Final 15, way to go, you guys. Squeeze in that core, squeeze your glute. Let's finish it. Last 3, 2, and 1, let it go. Sit your hips back on your heels, take a child's pose. Reach those arms out long, take a good deep breath. Notice how it feels to be in your body. Feel the blood pumping, that heart rate coming back down, the sweat dripping. Take your time right here. When you're ready to lie back for Savasana, roll over and lie on your back. Take as long as you need in your stretches. Take as long as you need in your Savasana. Finishing class, how we started, back in the stillness. You made it, you did it. I am so impressed with your hard work. I'm so impressed with your commitment. Way to go. Enjoy your Savasana. Enjoy the rest of your day.